You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co.
Game week.
It was the game week before the double-double, and all through the house, the FPL heads were stirring and clicking on their mouse. The chips were saved by the players with care in the hope that St. Mo soon would be there. Dan, I'm talking absolute nonsense with a double-double coming up. It's normally at this point I play Eddie Grant, rock down to Electric Avenue. These games are due not one fixture but two, but 36 and 37 are looming hard as we get to the business end of the season. Chips do you have left at this point?
Free hit bench boost.
Free hit bench boost, because your bench boost is going to work very well potentially in one of these doubles. Are you going to use the bench boost in 36 and the free hit in 37, or the other way around?
I think that way around, because otherwise the players I bring in for 37 are going to be no good for 38 anyway, because a lot of those teams that play that you think, oh, like, you know, get Villa at home to Palace isn't a bad one, and teams like that, then they actually have a bad fixture on 38, and I don't want to stitch myself up with 38. I'm a little bit annoyed about these doubles, because I just had a bad game week, and this was a double, sort of.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should talk about your bad game. It was a double down, and you know what? I took a bold decision of getting in Cristiano Ronaldo in place of Harry Kane, and what a decision it was. Harry Kane got 2 points. Cristiano Ronaldo as captain got me 32.
Wow.
It's the boost that I needed at this point in the season. 86 down, the average was 51. It was almost double your points. I'm annoyed that it wasn't. If I'd have had bloody Schmeichel in goal instead of Saar for Wolves, I would have doubled your points.
Well, I spent 4, so does that help you?
Right. Oh, yeah, so I did then. Oh, right. Yeah. Mind you, I think I spent 4. So, yes, I did. But, yeah, still. Pretty much doubled. 44. What happened? What the hell happened?
I don't know, really. Spurs did very badly.
There was a lot of twos all over the place.
I'm a bit Spursed up. I got a bit bought into all their most goals scored in the calendar year thing. So I've got them.
Well, they're irritating, aren't they, Spurs, at the moment?
Three of them. Yeah. And I've got Werner captain, who, in fairness, I thought came very close to scoring in that first match they had against...
He always comes close to scoring, doesn't he? He comes close to scoring all the time. It's how many times he actually scores that does my head in. I also bought Werner in, and I was very disappointed by his performance. And with him having this 36, game week 36 double, I mean, do I keep him for that? Wolves at home, Leeds away. Is he still starting ahead of Lukaku? He seems to be, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is. Mm. Yeah. I don't know if 100% if he will, but The only people that scored for me this week were Trent Alexander-Arnold, Roberts from Burnley, who's back in favour after Dyche's sacking, and Gaiter. Those are the only people. Everyone else blanked, including my subs.
God. Yeah, no, I had a bit of Robertson, who came very good for me. De Bruyne, Saka, Cristiano Ronaldo. It was a nice week. It was a very nice week. But I'm just still not sure. I've still not made a decision on when to use my free hit. Because 37 is a bit of a rubbish game week, I think. It's not a great double, is it? I feel like it's a bit of a waste to play a chip for that double, which is like you've got teams like Palace playing twice and a couple and Leicester playing twice. It's not like an Aston Villa, not like big teams, whereas Liverpool and Man City are playing twice in game week 36. So I need to maximise my Man City and Liverpool players. So I'm thinking now, I was veering towards 37. I'm now thinking 36 for my free hit. It's the only chip I've got left.
If I only had one chip, I'd play at 36 because, as you say, I think you could get a pretty tasty team out of that. Whereas this second game, 37, it's what? Leicester, Villa, Burnley, Everton, Palace. So it's not great.
And they're not all easy. Everton are a funny one because I don't really know what's going to be happening with Everton. It depends if they come out fighting again or if they're just going to go out with a whimper. It's hard to know what's going on with them at the moment with their double. Because they've got quite a nice double in 37. Brentford at home, Palace at home, potentially quite nice.
Yeah, but then away to Arsenal in the last game week. So do you want to bring people in? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. A lot of these teams, Leicester, but then the last game of the season for them is...
I don't know. It depends whether Lampard gets the fire into them, doesn't it? I think because I don't know. It's yet. I'm giving it one more week to see what happens in this game week. I think just to see where I stand on Everton.
Fair enough. Have you got anyone you are looking at bringing in? I'll tell you who I'm after getting in is Alonso.
Oh my God! I'm so annoyed that I had Rudiger instead of Alonso because Alonso's infuriating, absolutely infuriating as a player, isn't it? Well, whenever I watch him play, he's rubbish. Whenever I don't have him in my team, he scores points. So I've had good runs with him in the past, but he's just so hit and miss. But he's got a great shot on him, hasn't he?
It's just the consistency of who starts when. That's the only thing. And at the moment, he seems to be one of the most regular, which is probably cue for him to get dropped. But James came close to scoring, didn't he, as well? But I just feel like he got rested in one of the games because he's knocks over the season.
And I'm just thinking Leicester and West Ham are now slightly prone to rotation, aren't they? With their
big time,
their Europa exploits. Because like when you see that even bloody Bowen was on the bench for their last game, it's like, oh dear, right.
But that's only one more game, probably. I mean, if they both go out, well, not probably, maybe, then...
probably. Which they may well go out, it's true, yeah. You know, it's just, it's so... my mind keeps changing with every hour of every day as to when to play my chip. But
yeah, I've gone back and forth. But like I said, if I play it in 36, then what I get left with in 37, 38 probably isn't... So
I'm not ruling out going back to Harry Kane because I think Cristiano's done what he's mainly. I'll give him Brentford at home, but then I think maybe getting in Harry Kane for the last two fixtures for Spurs, which look quite good, quite favourable. Maybe Harry Kane will end with a flourish, and Richarlison for Everton, it's like he's another infuriating striker that does my head in, and whenever I have him, he's awful. So I just can't. I don't know if I have any faith in him.
Well, Jesus is a big one now, so isn't he? Foden.
Yeah. Oh, another one. Yeah, of course. Well, after Jesus got his four goals, and it was four and an assist, wasn't it? He got unbelievable.
So, yeah.
Unbelievable. And you know, he won't play. He will be rotated because he played. Did he play in the Champions League? I think he started.
Scored.
He started. So. He's going to be rotated for Leeds away, and he's the most signed player, apparently, because everyone's just jumping on Jesus, forgetting about Pep rotation, which, as we all know, we've come a cropper to in the past. So, I mean,
But can he afford to rotate with the title running?
Well, that's a good point. Good point, Pryor, because, Liverpool won't be rotating.
They never rotate.
They don't rotate quite as much. No, they'll be keeping their best players in that starting 11. But he's got so many good players that he can't help but rotate. That's the trouble. But Jesus has certainly got my eye for that 36 double. Newcastle at home, Wolves away. you know, Jay, I mean, they've got obviously got KDB already, and he's the only sort of guaranteed starter traditionally in a Man City team under Pep, isn't he? But
I think I'm going to get really, really, really stitched up in 36 because I won't have like Salah, I won't have De Bruyne, I won't have Jesus. I'll just have this bench boost and hope that that is just good enough. Because I'll have about 12, I'll have 13, 14 players doubling.
Yes, so that's it. So you don't need to then, do you? You don't need to play a chip.
It's already set up for that. Whereas in the other game week, I'd only have 5 players doubling. But then, like you say, they're not, you know, I'll probably keep the likes of the 3 Spurs boys because that'll be home to Burnley. So.
Yeah, because I know there's, because Man United have got a blank, but there were some more blanks in 37, but they've gone now and then.
Yes.
It's weird. I think Spurs could have potentially had a double. I was looking at the fixtures.
Well, they've got one there. They've Liverpool and in 36. But
they've got one in 36, but then in 37, they're playing on a Sunday again, aren't they, for some reason? All the games on a Sunday. It's because of the FA Cup final. So we've got 2 Sundays of fixtures coming up in the last 2 game weeks of the season. Not too much Sunday action.
I think, thankfully, the calendar will be back to normal now. We're sort of past this, a touch wood, COVID situation in terms of fixture delays. So it shouldn't be as much of this dragged out into the week stuff next season.
I mean, Gomez is doing well for Newcastle, but they've got some horrible games coming up. Horrible games coming up. I mean, they're just pure red. It's pure red for Newcastle. He seems to have done enough to stay up anyway. Joe Linton, surprising with his 2 goals as well. Yeah. Very unlike him to be scoring. Did you have Ward-Prowse recently? Because I thought you had him recently.
I had him for the double, my first free hit. Yeah. And obviously he did nothing, and then he did everything in the...
I'm worried you're losing that title in our mini league to John Hillcock. I think
that's done. I think it's gone.
It's done. Wow. Oh dear, man. Oh dear. Sad times. I don't think there's any way I can catch you anyway, Brian.
Thank goodness.
No way. That's definitely done and dusted. I'm playing for 3rd and 4th place these days. I'm just happy with the top 4 finish. That's all I want. Just one.
And then I even got stick in the game week head to head losing to Greg Birds.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I think pretty much puts my title hopes out of. I was 8 points off now, so yeah, that probably stitches me up there as well.
Oh yeah, you were doing quite well in the head-to-head.
Still up there,
so keen to do it. You're doing really, really quite well, aren't you? In the head-to-head leagues, in the overall standings, yeah, you top of the table, aren't you?
3rd, yeah. Round of me against top
3. Nice. What about the overall league for us at the moment? Who's romping home at the top of the game week league table?
Well, I'm 124th.
Alexander Hellgren. Yeah, Los Helles Hermanos. Alexander Hellgren from Sweden. Is doing very well.
He's got Kulusevski,
394 overall. He's apparently a Burnley fan. I don't know whether he's just ticked that just for fun, but Michael Jackson's certainly turned around Burnley's fortunes, hasn't he?
Who?
So Mike Jackson.
Oh, thank goodness.
he's really. He won't stop till he gets enough, apparently. Yeah, he's.
They were certainly bad before each time.
They were, yeah. But now they're just playing thriller after thriller, aren't they? Anyway, Dan, enough of this. We're going to be back in the next week to preview the big double.
Yeah.
The big double to decide out what goes down then. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.